with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only we must nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change entitled Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, on January 18, 2009.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Can you tell us more details about, like, what kind of food does Master eat and why?
Yes, I told you already, I eat the fruit-like food, nut stuff and fruit, cucumber and those things, which I don't have to cut the plant, which I don't have to break the leaves from the plant, because they also getting afraid when we do that. But if we take the fruit from them, they offer it free. They know the fruits are there for us. If you cut the plant before you cut, they already get very afraid and nervous, and I don't like to cause them this feeling, yes? And if I eat it, then other people have to cut for me, yes? So for the sake of everybody, I used to cook all kind of vegetable, yes? And now I think it's a time that people should know my preferred food if they want to do the same. It's up to them. But a vegetarian is already very good, okay? The least harmful and the least karma, the least contributing to the global problem. And that's what I eat, okay? Even rice or wheat, the plants already wither and yellow and brown before they harvest. So the plant practically die already before we get the rice or the wheat. So it's okay. Fruit means also corn, you see?
What about root vegetables, like potatoes?
You can eat them. I don't eat them at the moment because I don't plant it myself. So I don't know what kind of thing they're doing to the root. But if you plant yourself, for example, then you plant them on the elevated earth bed. You know, in Vietnam, I saw them do that. You see, for example, okay, if you want to plant some sweet potatoes, yeah, and you make the airy bed like that, high above the ground, so the soil is very airy, and you plant them on the high elevated bed, round after round like that, and there will be no worms to hurt. The reason I don't want root, because sometimes they dig it and they hurt the worms, and the worms are the diligent workers to till the soil, to make the soil arable, to make the soil cultivable, and then just because of that, the sacrifice, you know, for us, and we accidentally kill them. It just hurt my heart, so I prefer to avoid it, often, before even. And now I don't eat at all, okay? It's time that I stop. I have to show people what is the preferable, yeah? What is the alternative? But if you cultivate it yourself, if I cultivate myself, yeah, on the elevated ground like that, there will be no worms in it, because the worm only go where the soil is a clog, you know, and they dig it to make the soil more airy. So if the soil is airy, the worms, no, they don't go there. So first, you don't hurt the worm if you dig the potato. Second, you could even just pour it up. You don't even need to dig anything. Third, you can wait until the plant, like the sweet potato plants, already wither and die. There will be no more leaves, no more green leaves, nothing. It's only the, you know, small stems left and the root underneath. Then the plants already die. Then you can take the root. Then you don't hurt the plant, you don't hurt the worm, nothing. In that case, you can eat the root. You see? Also the same with other root. Yes? Okay?
Thank you, Master.
Okay. If you don't want to kill just the worms, then we have many techniques, organic ahimsa farming. You know, like you can plant them in the water. Yes? Then you don't hurt the worms. Or you can plant them on elevated soil bed like that, and you don't hurt the worm. But I also don't even cut the plant to eat, unless it's already withered, and the spirit of the plant already left. Then it's okay, in that case. Because you were asking me what kind of root. So there are many organic farming methods that at least you don't hurt the worms, okay?
Thank you, Master.
Thanks for asking. Also, many of the roots is like that. If you can wait until the green leaves or wither and die, then you can take the root. Like carrot, you will not hurt the worm because you just take it from the root. It's easy just to pull it up, you know. You don't need to dig or anything, so accidentally you won't kill the worm, for example. But if you really want not to harm the plant and not to make them afraid, then you wait until they wither, yeah? And you still have the root under there, and then you just pull the root up, yeah? No harm to the plant and no harm to the root. In that case, you can eat those, okay? The root will not feel much, will not feel anything. When the plant dies, the root also don't feel anything. For example, if you like some herbs, and if the leaves already by wind or by some natural cause, and it broke, you know, and fall on the ground or half broken already, then you can take them and eat. Okay? In that case, there's no himsa involved at all. Yes. The thing is, I don't want to cause any nervousness or anxiety to any beings, even to a plant. That's why. That's why I don't want to eat vegetable anymore. We have enough, actually, even just fruit. You know, even like tofu from soya. Soya is like fruit of the plant. Can eat them, yes? Beans, all kind of thing. They are the fruit of the plant. Not just fruit like apples and orange, but beans, yeah? All kind of beans are also fruit. The sesame nut, the fruit that grow from above the ground, from the tree. And in Vietnam, they cultivate, for example, peanuts. In the sandy soil, there's no soil and no worm at all ever live there. So the peanuts, they thrive in the sandy area, yes? And this you can wait until the peanuts plant die with, you know, mostly they go yellow and then brown and they just dry up and then you can pour the peanuts up without hurting anything at all. Even if you dig, there's nothing hurt at all. And you can plant like cassava plants, they don't need much water and no worm nearby. That you can plant anywhere. You don't need even soil to plant that. You can plant in the sand or some kind of very dry soil. There are many vegetables and plants we can plant without water or with very, very little water. It's very suitable right now because we are short of water, huh? Plant your own vegetable, then you have absolute control about how you harvest and what you harvest and what you eat. Okay, love?
Thank you, Master.
Vegetarianism and religions.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing. Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. teachings of the saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism.
Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
We have something we'd like to share with you.
Oh, wonderful! My turn to enjoy.
Yes.
Thanks, God.
Master, in our human culture, earthlings have always been fascinated with Martians. We are naturally curious about our so-called alien neighbors, and hence there has been much written on the subject, including jokes. Here's one. A girl was visiting her Martian friend, who had acquired two new dogs, and asked her what their names were. The Martian responded by saying that one was named Rolex and one was named Timex. Her friend said, "Who ever heard of someone naming dogs like that?"
"Yes."
"Hello," answered the Martian. "They're watchdogs."
Yes, very funny. Yes, very good. Very good, very good. Very funny. Yes.
Master, to conclude today's amazing conference, we would like to invite Master to share some more of your words of wisdom and advice for us and the world.
You see, the best advice, honey, is from examples, yes? I think we have plenty of wisdom from Mars, yeah? From Martians, from what happened to them and what we discover telepathically. Yes, as well as scientifically, yes, they have discovered that Mars is all barren and uninhabitable. But they also discovered that long ago there was water there. Water means life supporting. So what have happened to all these bodies of waters? You see? That is a very, very important question for us. So from Mars we can learn to prevent, you know, such disaster. that it might not ever happen to our planet. So my advice is just look to Mars and don't forget. Don't forget that we have a very beautiful home here for us and for our children. And for grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, it's a beautiful place, physically speaking. And it has all conditions to sustain life. And it offers us so much, so much. So much fun, so much beauty, so much love. And even though it's a temporary home, but it's a very good home for practicing spiritually, for rekindle our wisdom within, and for practicing to be, you know, a higher, nobler being. So it's a nice place to sojourn for, as long as our time permits, at least to develop spiritually. Or if not, just enjoy it. Just enjoy the scenery, enjoy what we have here. We have exquisite flowers, yes? We have exotic birds. We have incredible animals. We have amazing trees, mountains, and great bodies of water, which sustain so much life and energies and nourishing all beings. It's such a beautiful place. You would just walk out everywhere and look at the trees. Imagine one day they're all gone. And smell the flowers quick before maybe they'll be gone soon. Touch the grass because maybe they'll be also gone soon. Imagine if all this beautiful scenery, vegetation, humans, animals, imagine if they're all gone. How would you feel? So we have to protect this beautiful place we call Earth, because this is the home of not just us, but many other species and the environment. Beautiful flora and fauna. It's really an incredible place. It took trillions of years to manifest such a planet. And it takes many, many meritorious, virtuous deeds of human beings, or animals, or other beings alike, in order to garnish into this energy, in order to manifest such kind of planet like this. It's not a gift that you can buy and offer it to someone. It's not a toy that we can use it and discard tomorrow. It's not an item that if we have trillions of dollars, we can buy it. However much money we have, we cannot buy this planet. It's so exquisite, it's so special, so unique, so beautiful. Not every planet are as beautiful as our planet, even though we have more beautiful planets. But not all of them are as beautiful as our planet. So beautiful life. Some planets are not as beautiful. The peopled planet, not all are as beautiful as this. I wish I can make everybody understand what I'm talking about. I wish I can wake them all up and we just turn around and that's it. We can save the planet. All we do is just be vegetarian. Nothing else is really important anymore. Just being vegetarian, you can save the planet overnight, just like that. And I wish everybody really listen. Okay, guys, thanks for your time, and thanks for all you are doing.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
I want everybody to know that we still can save the planet. We still can. We still have some time. But we have to turn around quick, you know? Because we are going to the destructive direction right now. If we just turn around, then it's become constructive again, positive again. Very simple. If we don't head north, then we're going south, you know? Turn around and we go north if that's where we want to go. I'm sorry I have no more bigger words or, you know, impressive words or incredible sentences to conclude our meeting, or that I could impress people of the planet or convince them in any way. But I just hope they feel what I say is the truth and sincere. And I truly wish them to continue to have the planet and to save the planet for the future generations. Thank you, all of you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Master.
We thank you so much, Master, for being with us and sharing your wisdom and your love. Every moment we are with you is a priceless gift.
And we wish most beautiful, 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 beautiful Master many, many wonderful and happy moments in peace, health, and much love throughout the other new year of the ox.
May your elegant radiance
continue to bless the earth for eons to come.
We love you very much. Yes, I wish the same to you and to the planet. And you know what? Before we go, I have a surprise for you. And you're going to like it very much. I just got the information just now, you know? I didn't know it before either. So it's also a surprise for me this minute that not only Mars, Martians, but many other planets also watching the Supreme Master Television. And you cannot even count them. You cannot even count them. So many, countless, numerous. And because they're all concerned also about humanity, race, and the planet. So they're watching. And we are the one who give the most comprehensive information and the most constructive, up-to-date. So they're watching it. They like to know what we're doing on the planet. Their interest in humanity as a whole, and also what's going on our planet. Because as I told you, not all of the citizens of other planets have telepathy. So they do watch television because, you know, those who have a highly developed technology, they watch the Supreme Master Television. And there are countless of them. My God, I'm so happy, so proud, so thrilled. Congratulations. Okay. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News. here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.